هزینه برنامه‌ای که می‌شنوید توسط متخصص یا کارشناس شرکت کننده در برنامه تأمین شده است. مدیران، مسئولین و آگهی دهندگان رادیو ایران KIRN هیچ گونه مسئولیتی در قبال مطالبی که توسط مجریان، میهمانان و یا شنوندگان این رادیو ابراز می‌شوند را به عهده ندارند.
خب شنوندگان عزیز، سوزی خاتمی هستم در برنامه گفتگو با کارشناسان و متخصصین این نیم ساعت آینده. در خدمت آقای دکتر پل نصیف هستیم که با ما به گفتگو خواهند پرداخت. روی خط تلفن با ما هستند دکتر پل نصیف، پلاستیک سرجن هستند در شهر بیورلی هیلز و عملهای جراحی گردن به بالا رو درش تخصص دارند. نک آپ که فیس به اصطلاح سرجری هایی هست که راینوپلاستی شاملش میشه، ریویژن راینوپلاستی، و تخصصشون بیشتر روی اثنیک و ریویژن راینوپلاستی هست که برای ما ایرانی ها دماغ ها و بینی های قشنگی رو در میارن که بسیار هم زیبا خواهد بود. آقای دکتر پل نصیف، مطبشون همطور که عرض کردم خدمتون در شهر بیورلی هیلز واقع شده. تلفن مطب رو خدمتون اعلام میکنم، پیش شماره 310-275-2467 هست. دو وبسایت هم دارن که در طول برنامه بهش اشاره خواهم کرد. اجازه میخوام که صبح بخیری به دکتر نصیف گفته باشم و گفتگومون رو برای نیم ساعت آینده در خدمتشون از 670 AM KIRN تقدیم حضور شما داشته باشم. Good morning Dr. Nassif, we can hear you and you're on the air right now.
Hi, good morning. Salam.
Salam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, but as you know I'm not Persian.
That's right.
I'm Lebanese, but I do want to tell you for the listeners that I assume that are, you know, following up on what's happening in Tehran with the protest and everything else like that, and I hope to and pray that everything turns out positive and things are changed appropriately.
I hope so.
I just want to wish that to the listeners out there.
That's very nice of you and very kind of you and very considerate. We do appreciate that, Dr. Nassif, from you. And so the next half an hour, we will continue talking with you regarding all the surgeries that you do, your specialties, and I will announce your phone numbers and the websites that you have that people can go and check more stuff on your websites. And let me start by asking you, what is it that we're going to specifically focus on today's subject? What have you decided for this morning to talk to our listeners?
Well, we have in half an hour.
Right.
What I wanted to talk about today was a portion of the rhinoplasty.
Okay.
And this is now, everyone just got out of school. A lot of the high school kids got out of school. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing now, besides a lot of the parents bringing their teenagers in, but I'm also doing now a lot of especially the Persian teenagers, I'm doing a lot of the surgery. And so this is a time, the beginning of the summer, when a lot of the children are having their rhinoplasty surgery, you know, so they recuperate during the summer.
Correct.
Obviously, you know, they have to stay out of the sun for a few weeks and have to kind of limit their activities, but it's something that is a very, very popular thing. And what I want to do is explain about the teenage rhinoplasty and how it could affect the breathing, how we can diagnose any breathing issues, and basically go through what would be the steps for a teenage rhinoplasty.
Excellent. So if you don't mind, let me translate what you've mentioned so far, please. شنوندگان عزیز، در خدمت آقای دکتر پل نصیف هستیم که جراح پلاستیک و زیبایی هستند در شهر بیورلی هیلز و متخصص هستند در جراحی های گردن به بالا، به خصوص صورت، بینی و به خصوص بینی ایرانی ها رو تخصص و مهارت خاصی در عمل کردن جراحی های بینی برای ما ایرانی ها دارن و معتقد هستن که با توجه به اینی که الان دیگه مدارس تعطیل شدن و فصل تابستان داره از راه میرسه، موقع مناسبی هست برای نوجوان ها و جوان هایی که میخوان جراحی بینی داشته باشن و در اول تابستان میتونن به این نوع جراحی ها بپردازن، ولی باید مراقبت های خاصی رو هم انجام بدن که که با توجه به اینی که بینیشون رو عمل کردن و به زیر آفتاب سوزان نرن و به هر حال یه مقداری قدم‌های رو باید توجه کنن بردارن که بتونن یک عمل بینی موفقیت آمیزی رو داشته باشن. بنابراین در این لحظه الان میخوان بپردازن به جراحی‌های بینی در رابطه با جوانان و نوجوانان و تینیجرها. تلفن آفیس رو اعلام میکنم خدمتون، 310-275-2467 هست و وبسایت ها spaldingplasticsurgery.com و دیگری rhinoplastyspecialist.com. Dr. Paul Nassif, we're back with you.
Great. Okay. So, one of the things that we have to always be careful now is I'm seeing a trend now for patients coming in wanting a more conservative rhinoplasty, nothing too aggressive. And that's changed compared to 5 years ago when a lot of the teenagers, the girls wanted, shall we say, a little scooped, cutesy nose where the tip is elevated quite high and the hump is really over-reduced and it's kind of like a little ski slope.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we're seeing is a lot of patients are coming in more realistic, wanting the hump taken down, the tip made softer, you know, in a more of a conservative approach. And because the interesting thing is what's happening is the more aggressive you are with rhinoplasty in the beginning, the more problems you'll have later on with breathing and with little abnormalities that the nose will create as the healing continues. So I want you to pretty much explain that portion first.
Okay. با دکتر نصیف راجع به بینی و جراحی بینی برای نوجوانان صحبت می‌کنیم که معتقد هستند چندین سال پیش عمل‌های جراحی بینی بیشتر به طور خیلی شاید مصنوعی‌تر انجام می‌شد، اون قسمت بالای بریج رو خیلی خیلی زیاد برمی‌داشتن و سر بینی رو هم خیلی به طور بالا می‌بردن که شبیه سکی سلوپ می‌شد. الان بیشتر جوان‌ها و نوجوان‌هایی که میرن برای جراحی بینی دلشون می‌خواد که بینی‌ها به طور طبیعی‌تر انجام پذیر بشه عملش و معتقد هستن که این نوع عمل‌ها خیلی می‌تونه بازدهی بهتری داشته باشه به خصوص در رابطه با تنفس. Yes, we're back with you, Dr. Nassif.
So one of the things that's very important, you want to make sure you go to a doctor that does a lot of rhinoplasty, especially because a lot of the Persian population or the Middle Eastern population have thick skin on the nasal tip. And we have to know how to deal with that thick skin, even though we can't do magic with it, but we have to know how to treat the nasal tip with surgery and what to do to give the best result possible. So the nasal tip, thick skin is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, an examination inside the nose is very important to evaluate, are there any potential things that can make the breathing worse after surgery? Because if you look at it, you're making the nose smaller. When you make the nose smaller, that's also making the inside of the airway smaller. So if there's a small deviated septum or these little growths inside the nose called turbinates are a little bit large, you want to shrink them down. So we have to be very careful and take care of that at the same time as surgery.
Sure, Dr. Nassif. Dr. Paul Nassif, جراح پلاستیک و زیبایی که با ما صحبت می‌کنن و در شهر بورلی هیلز مطبشون واقع شده با پیش شماره 310-275-2467 راجع به عمل جراحی بینی با ما امروز به صحبت می‌پردازن و در مورد جوان‌ها و نوجوان‌ها معتقد هستن که وقتی که می‌خواید برید و عمل جراحی بینی داشته باشید بهتر هست که حتما مطمئن باشید جراحی که میخواد روی بینی شما عمل جراحی انجام بده تخصصش روی عمل بینی هست و به خصوص برای ما ایرانی ها که نوع پوستمون فرق میکنه و یه مقداری پوست میتونه سیکتر و یا کلوفتر و زخیمتر باشه به خصوص سر بینی، معتقد هستن که این خیلی مهم هست. یک، دو، اینی که وقتی که جراحی بینی رو میخوان انجام بدن چون در داخل بینی اون قسمت هایی که راه های تنفسی هم هست به هر حال اونها هم تحت تاثیر قرار میگیره، خیلی مهم هست که به همه این نکته ها اون دکتر جراح توجه داشته باشه و این در موقعی صورت پذیر هست که اون دکتر جراح تخصصش در اعمال جراحی بینی باشه و خیلی زیاد این اعمال رو انجام داده باشه که بتونه یک جراحی خوبی روی بینی شما انجام بده. We're back with you, Dr. Nassif.
So, great, thank you.
Sure.
So what's important about that is, I mentioned, we do everything conservatively. So now is a good time to come in for a consultation or if you haven't already, you know, done it earlier and have the surgery. And what to expect, you know, when you have a surgery is a cast will be on the nose for a week. Usually there'll be little stitches at the base of the nose. Sometimes we'll also bring in the nostrils, because if the nostrils are a little wide, and if you leave that alone and you take care of the tip and the hump and bring the little nasal bones in, but if you leave the nasal or the nostrils wide, it's not going to keep them balanced with the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I'm doing more and more with, especially the female, the young gals, is we're removing a little bit of the nostrils from the side and making a small incision in the crease of the nose. And if it's done properly, it will look very natural. It won't look done. And it will just add to the aesthetic balance of the nose, making the nostrils a little bit more slim in line with the nasal tip.
Okay. And as you were telling us about how many things to expect after the surgery or post-op, you started by saying that they would wear a cast for 1 week?
Yes, so you're going to wear a cast.
Okay.
For a week.
Mm-hmm.
And the little stitches in the cast will come out in a week. Sometimes there'll be a little something called a silicone splint inside the nose. It's called a septal silicone splint, just to add support to the inside of the nose. Everything will come out in a week.
Okay.
For the second week, you're going to have tape on your nose.
For how long?
For another week. So for 2 weeks, you're going to have something on your nose. And the little bruising around the eyes, that should all disappear in about 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you know, average. And so 2 weeks is a good time to heal before, you know, you can start pretty much getting back to normal.
Okay.
And then 4 weeks for exercise.
4 weeks before exercising.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right. I'm writing everything down as you go so I can translate and I don't miss anything.
So what's important about that also, for the first month, you really want to, you know, be careful of the sun exposure. Because with sun, just having the sun hit the nose, it can cause a lot of swelling.
Mm-hmm.
You want to wear sunscreen for the summer, and you want to try to wear a hat when you're out in the sun, so that there's no direct sunshine on your nose.
I see.
And so 4 to 6 weeks is probably a good time, you know, for the exercise aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 months is a good time when you're going to have about 70% of the healing. So 70% of the nose will be healed pretty much by then. And then you need a full year for the rest of the nose to be healed.
One full year
for the nose to be healed. Because what happens is the skin keeps getting better and better and better over the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you have to just take your time, let the nose heal. You have to be patient and wait for that result to come. So that means the nose will be swollen after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be patient. You can't look at your nose every day, every second, which a lot of people do.
Right.
And they want to see if the swelling went down. It's one of those things when you look every couple of weeks, you notice differences.
I see.
Not every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so may I translate
yes,
so far?
I gave you a lot there.
All righty. I made some notes, but let me go ahead and translate, please. شنوندگان عزیز، در برنامه گفتگو با متخصصین و کارشناسان تا ساعت 11 امروز صبح، در خدمت آقای دکتر پل نصیف هستیم که جراح پلاستیک و زیبایی هستند در شهر بیورلی هیلز و تلفن آفیسشون رو خدمتون اعلام میکنم. پیش شماره 310-275-2467 که در خدمت و اختیارتون هست و امروز رو انتخاب کردن که راجع به جراحی های بینی برای نوجوانان و جوانان صحبت بکنن، چرا که الان دیگه با توجه به اینکه مدارس هم تعطیل شده زمان خوبی هست برای بچه‌ها که در فصل تابستان یا شروع فصل تابستان اگر دوست دارن که بینی‌های خودشون رو جراحی پلاستیک داشته باشن، الان فرصت مناسبی هست. راجع به کل جراحی بعد از اینی که عمل جراحی انجام شد الان با ما این مقداری صحبت کردن، کارهایی رو که جوانها و نوجوانها باید بهش توجه کنن. اول از همه داشتن میگفتن که وقتی که بینی عمل جراحی میشه برای یک هفته روش یک کست هست که این رو برای یک هفته میذارن تا این بینی بتونه فرم خودش رو بگیره. بعد از یک هفته کست رو بر میدارن و اون بخیه های داخل رو هم میکشن. کلن 2 هفته طول میکشه که اون قسمتی که کنار چشم و بینی هست و اگر که احیاناً بروزینگ یا متورم شده یا یه مقداری به هر حال خونمردگی دورش هست اونها برطرف بشه. بعد در حقیقت بعد از 2 هفته دیگه نه کسر شما روی بینیتون دارین نه تیپینگ. این شد بعد از 2 هفته. بعد برای مدت 4 تا 6 هفته هم از هر نوع ورزش و اگزرسایزی باید دوری بکنید. تا مدت 1 ماه باید میکشور کنید که زیر آفتاب نرید و اگر هم که میرید بیرون و در آفتاب هستید حتما کلاه استفاده کنید و سانسکرین استفاده کنید، کرم های ضد آفتاب. به طور کلی بعد از 3 ماه بعد از عمل جراحی بینی 70% بهتر میشین، ولی کلن 1 سال طول میکشه از زمانی که عمل جراحی بینی رو انجام دادین که کاملا یعنی 100% خوب بشید، در جهت اینی که دیگه هیچ نوع تورمی نداشته باشه. و میگن معمولا بچه ها که عمل جراحی میشن یا افرادی که عمل جراحی بینی میشن، خب روزانه میرن جلوی آینه نگاه میکنن ببینن بینیشون در چه حالت و وضعی هست، ولی معتقد هستن که هر روز نگاه کردن فرقی رو باعث نمیشه، بلکه باید مقداری پیشنت و صبور باشید تا یواش یواش این تورم ها بخوابه و بینی شما به نوع دلخواهتون که دلتون میخواد در حقیقت بعد از 1 سال اونی میشه که از اول دلتون میخواسته. ممنون و متشکر هستیم از اینکه همچنان شنونده 670 AM KIRN هستید. دکتر پول نصیف، we are back with you.
Fantastic. So, the one of the things that's very important when we talk about the rhinoplasty is that after 5 years, the nose may change. And that's why it's so important to do something that is going to give the teenagers something that's long lasting for the rest of the life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, sometimes for a lot of the revisions that I see, patients had surgery in Iran, and it could be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years that the nose actually changes in a more towards, you know, a negative way. In other words, when I mean negative way, I'm talking about in a sense that it starts to, you know, collapse and not look great.
Right.
And that's why it's really, really important to be very, very careful. And one thing I want to mention, you know, it might be a nice thing for us to do. You know, since everyone's got out of school, since there's been a lot of stress what's happening in everyone's lives right now because of what's happening in Iran, you know, our normal consultation for rhinoplasty, especially, you know, for the kids just out of school, is $300 because, you know, we spend about a good hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And with the patients, we do the computer morphing, and I spend a long time with the patients. So I want to do something nice, you know, to help everybody out this time.
That's nice.
And so our normal price is $300.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'd like to do is for, you know, the moms and dads that want to bring in their kids, I wouldn't mind dropping it down to $100.
Wow.
For the consultation. You know, if they give us the buck.
So the price for consultation for our teenagers now is reduced $100. So they only pay $200 for the first consultation?
No. It's instead of $300, I'm going to charge $100.
Oh wow, just $100. That's very generous of you.
The third, and of course that's for, you know, today and Monday.
Oh okay. So only for 2 days, this price.
Yeah, I mean, that for them making the appointment.
Sure. Okay. So let me explain that now. I'm getting all the, you know, excited here with all the good news from you. دکتر نصیف الان که با ما صحبت میکنن، شنوندگان عزیز که جراح پلاستیک و زیبایی در شهر بیولی هیلز هستن و در مورد جراحی های زیبایی بینی با ما به گفتگو نشستن امروز و به خصوص در مورد عمل جراحی بینی روی نوجوانان و جوانان، فرمودن که معمولا برای اینکه بخواید تشریف ببرید و کانسالتیشن داشته باشید در آفیسشون، مبلغی که باید پرداخت بشه $300 هست به طور نرمال، ولی ایشون برای جوانها و نوجوانان ایرانی ما یک قیمت بسیار سپیشل رو امروز آفر کردن، در اختیارتون قرار دادن که اگر امروز که جمعه هست و یا دوشنبه تماس بگیرید و اپوینتمنت بگذارید، میتونید $100 فقط بابت کانسلتیشن بپردازید. پس حتما اگر مایل به عمل جراحی بینی هستید با شماره تلفن 310-275-24-67 310-275-24-67 1-800-273-2467 با دکتر پول نصیف تماس بگیرید، یا امروز که جمعه هست یا دوشنبه که بتونید از این قیمت استثنایی فقط $100 برای کانسالتیشن و دیدن دکتر پول نصیف بپردازید و ایشون میشینن و با شما صحبت میکنن و تمام توضیحات لازم رو در مورد عمل جراحی بینی با شما مرور خواهند کرد. Okay, I gave the wonderful news to our audience and hopefully they will call in between today and Monday and they will be able to use that $100 consultation fee to come and visit you. That's okay. Wonderful news. Thank you.
Now, how much now time do we have left?
Let me check with our engineer. I think we have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Right.
Well, 2 minutes from that aspect of things. I really want to say again, and maybe you can add your 2 cents on
sure.
it, you know. I know there. This has to do now with Iran, because I've been watching it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever they're allowed to show, since I know that they're trying to, not to show as much, you know, from the websites and all that, and it's interesting when I see the, you know, the peaceful protests that are going on. It's something that, you know, when I think about, you know, my background is Lebanese, and I know that we've had a recent election, and there's been a lot of problems out there and stuff like that. I feel very, very bad, and I just hope that whatever is best for the country, you know, is whatever, you know, that takes place. Mm-hmm. What, in general, since you've told me that you've been, you know, since you've been opening up the phones a lot and hearing a lot of calls, what do most people in the United States want to happen?
Well, most people just want to make sure that, you know, we show peace, we show that we are all together, the togetherness and peaceful for the Iranians that are in Iran, and the freedom for all. That's what everybody wants, really, the freedom for all in Iran and the peace. And there, even, you know, with all the people going to federal buildings and places like that, demonstrations, all they're asking constantly is to make sure everything is done peacefully and it's all towards freedom for Iranians in Iran. That's basically the message they're trying to give in general.
Well, that sounds very, very nice.
Yeah, because there are a lot of different demonstrations in, you know, in different parts of the United States, in Los Angeles, in federal building, Orange County, everywhere. But all they're asking is to make sure everything is done peacefully and it's for the freedom, and that's all. But thank you so much for your concern and kindness. And if you allow me, I would one more time translate quickly what you said.
Sure.
For our people, Dr. Paul Nassif, شنوندگان عزیز که این نیم ساعت رو در خدمتشون بودیم، جراح پلاستیک در بیورلی هیلز، برای همه ایرانیان آرزوی پیس، صلح و فریدام رو کردن و آزادی و به هر حال امید دارن که ایرانیان به هر آرزویی که دارن برسن و اظهار تأسف کردن از مسائلی که این روزها گریبانگیر ایرانیان بوده. با تشکر از آقای دکتر پول نصیف و همه شما عزیزانی که اجازه دادید نیم ساعت در برنامه گفتگو با کارشناسان و متخصصین، من سوزان خاتمی به همراه آقای سینا بیات کارگردان فنی برنامه در خدمتتون باشیم. دکتر نصیف، looking forward to speaking with you soon. Wish you all the best and thank you again for the wonderful offer for the consultation for only $100 for our young people to come and have their rhinoplasty done before the summer starts. That was very generous of you and thank you for your kind words once again.
My pleasure and thank you.
Absolutely. شنوندگان عزیز، روز بسیار خوبی رو با همراه با صلح و آرامش براتون آرزو میکنم. متشکرم.
هزینه برنامه‌ای که شنیدید توسط متخصص یا کارشناس شرکت کننده در برنامه تامین شده است. مدیران، مسئولین و آگهی دهندگان رادیو ایران KIRN هیچ گونه مسئولیتی در قبال مطالبی که توسط مجریان، میهمانان و یا شنوندگان این رادیو ابراز می‌شوند را بر عهده ندارند.